Hello, everybody, and welcome to a playoff edition of NFL Insights with Brennan. Brennan finished up the regular season with a 164-94 record, so about at 65%, so that's pretty good, and we'll check how he does next year and see if he improves. But with no further ado, we're going to start breaking down the wild card round. We have games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we'll go with the first game, which is Cincinnati at 10-7, welcoming in the also 10-7 Raiders. Take it away, Bren.
We're starting off with a really interesting one right away, in my opinion. These are two teams that don't really make the playoffs that often and don't get a lot of people don't really talk about them a whole lot. They met in week 11, I believe. It was in Las Vegas, and the Raiders were struggling at the time. The Bengals won like 32-13 or something. And Joe Burrow had about 130 passing yards or something. So he didn't have a game like he's been having the past couple of weeks, but they still got the win. The Raiders are really interesting to me because they made the playoffs despite having an interim head coach in Rich Bisaccia. But people are still talking about his fate. And in my opinion, he deserves to stay. But we'll see. It'll probably be based on how they perform here. I think it's going to be probably closer than last time. It's really hard to blow a team out twice, in my opinion. And the Bengals are at home. They've been pretty good there this season. And the Raiders just barely beat the Chargers. And the Chargers are a good team, but so are the Bengals. I don't think the Raiders are going to be able to stop this Bengals wide receiver trio. And I know the Bengals offensive line has been pretty bad still all year long, but I think the Bengals win, but it'll probably be closer this time.
All right, and then in the night game on Saturday, we have the 11-6 Buffalo Bills welcoming in the 10-7 Patriots. And this will be the third time that these teams have met up this year.
Yep, it's a divisional matchup in the playoffs, so you can be sure emotions will be running high here. The Bills, they had a little part in the season where they lost like consecutive games, but they were able to overcome that and they won the division. The Patriots, not a lot of people, much similar to the Raiders and the Bengals, and not a lot of people thought the Patriots would make the playoffs, but Bill Belichick is seriously a coach of the year candidate, in my opinion, with what he's been able to do. They started off 1-3, I believe, and then they were able to turn it around. They were the number one seed for a while, but that didn't happen. Mac Jones is probably going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year, even though Ja'Marr Chase has been breaking all kinds of records. Rookies don't really lead the playoffs. Rookies don't usually lead their teams to the playoffs that often. And the Patriots won here and won in Buffalo in the first meeting between these teams. That was when it was really windy and you basically couldn't pass the ball at all, really. And the Patriots won 14-10. If it was in regular conditions, I'm sure the Bills would have won that one. And in the second meeting in Gillette Stadium, the Bills won a little bit of a shootout. They were able to beat them that time. And if I remember correctly, I don't think they ever punted in that game, which would be really impressive. It's going to be freezing once again in Buffalo. I'm not sure it'll be as windy as it was last time, but I think I'm going to go with the veteran quarterback here in Josh Allen, and in my opinion, the all-around better team in the Bills. But you can never count out Bill Belichick in the playoffs, even though he doesn't have Tom Brady as his quarterback anymore.
All right, let's go over to Sunday's action, where we have three games on the slate, and we'll start off with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 13-4, welcoming in the 9-8 Eagles. Eagles just barely slid in there, huh?
Yeah, in my opinion, they have talent, but I know it didn't work out the way it planned, but the Vikings really should have made the playoffs, but it is what it is. The Eagles, they had a lot of talent, but they did, a lot of their wins came against a bunch of not-so-great talent. I mean, they beat the Lions, they had the Jets, they had the Giants twice, they beat them one time, but they actually lost to them one time, if you can believe that, and they had a bit of difficulty both times taking care of the Washington football team, but they got the win, and that's what's most important. But one thing I do believe I saw today on NFL Network was that the Eagles are 0-6 against playoff teams, and that includes the Buccaneers, and so that's not a good statistic at all. The Buccaneers won the first meeting in Week 6, and that was back in Philadelphia, but both teams are drastically different since then. The Eagles, they're mainly a run-based team, and I don't think they had that identity just yet at the time. And the Buccaneers were loaded at the wide receiver position. They had Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown then, but Chris Godwin tore his ACL, and Antonio Brown is no longer on the team. But they did sign wide receiver John Brown, no relation to Antonio, who's a really good route runner who has some speed to him. And I know it's not the wide receiver core at the beginning of the season, but this is still a talented group, and this team could easily make and win the Super Bowl again, even though I think the Packers are going to be the team in the NFC that does that. But I think it was a close game last time, and it probably will be again. But the Buccaneers didn't really have a home playoff game last year, not counting that Super Bowl. But I think the Buccaneers are going to be able to win this one.
All right. And in a long-time playoff rivalry, we have the 12-5 Cowboys welcoming in the 10-7 Niners.
Yes, this was a huge rivalry back in the day. They met in the NFC Championship three times in a row from 1992 through 1994. And of course, there was the infamous The Catch game with Joe Montana to Dwight Clark back in 1981, I believe it was. So a lot of history between these two teams, two historic franchises. This is the only game of Super Wild Card Weekend where these two teams did not meet in the regular season, so that's why I think I'm looking forward to it the most, and also because I think it'll be a good matchup. The Cowboys were struggling on offense for a little bit, but then they started to get their rhythm and get it back together. And the 49ers, they really struggled to start off the season, but then they were able to turn it around, and I thought the 49ers would win the division before the season started, but even though that didn't happen, they still made the playoffs. It's a team that still has a lot of talent and also a bit of uncertainty with the quarterback position. Depending on what happens, it could potentially be Jimmy Garoppolo's last game with the 49ers because the team traded two first-round picks to select Trey Lance, third overall, who has a lot of potential but is still he went to a really small school and is not very experienced at all. So we'll see what happens here. But the 49ers have lots of talent. But one deficiency I think they have is their secondary. They've got a lot of like inexperienced guys, and they've dealt with a lot of injuries at the position as well. And that's not good against a pretty good Cowboys wide receiver group, even though Michael Gallup did tear his ACL against the Cardinals. I think it'll be really entertaining. I think it'll has the potential to be a shootout, but I think I'll go with the Cowboys. But it wouldn't be surprising if the 49ers won.
All right, let's go to Arrowhead, where the 12-5 Chiefs will welcome in the 9-7-1 Steelers, who managed to get in under the wire.
Yeah, against all odds, the Steelers made the playoffs. I think they had a losing record at some point in the season, and they were able to pull together some divisional wins at the very end, and with some assistance from the Colts and Jaguars, they were able to slide in as the seventh seed, and I really didn't think that would happen because they've been a bit of a weird team. The offense, it's really not their specialty, it's their defense. The defense, it alternates between every week. Sometimes it's dominant, and then sometimes it gets shredded. Steelers haven't really done all that well against top competition, and that would include the Chiefs. These two teams met only a couple weeks ago, and the Chiefs destroyed the Steelers in that game, and I believe the final score was 30-10 or 37-10 or something, and Travis Kelce didn't even play that game, and they still scored 30 points, so that's not good, especially because he's going to be playing this time. We kept saying it for weeks now, and we thought it would probably maybe happen back in week 18, but this could very well be Ben Roethlisberger's last game, and I think it will be. The NFL is very wacky. You can blow a team out in the regular season, and then when you meet them in the playoffs, then that team will beat you. But I don't think that'll be happening. I like the Chiefs here, and I think this is Ben Roethlisberger's final game in the NFL.
All right, and rounding out Super Wild Card Weekend on Monday night, we have the 12-5 Rams welcoming in the 11-6 Cardinals. Maybe good for the Cardinals that it's not at home.
Yeah, I think that might be a good thing because they were 8-1 on the road, and they were 3-5 at home, which is pretty ridiculous. I really don't understand why that is. But yeah, I think it might potentially be a good thing that they are on the road. The Cardinals did beat the Rams on the road back in week 4, but other than that, they have had a really hard time beating the Rams. Sean McVay, I believe, is 9-1 versus the Cardinals ever since he became their head coach back in 2017. So one of these quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford or Kyler Murray, is going to get their first playoff win. I think the Rams are going to win this one because that loss against the 49ers is definitely going to motivate them to finish. They were up 17-0, but couldn't finish it off. And the Cardinals, they're a really talented team too, but they've really haven't been playing that well recently. They've been very inconsistent with penalties and turnovers and stuff like that. So anything can happen because it's divisional opponents, but I like the Rams to win this one at home.
And there you have it. Thanks for checking in with us. We will be back next week to break down the next round of playoffs, and we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the games.